They say, Dr. Minhas, I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Frank J. DiMarco, FRANKDIMARCO. Date of birth, April 8, 1944. Date of appointment, July 25, 2023. Requesting physician, Wafia Sarwar, WAFIASARWER. Dear Dr. Sarwar, I have the pleasure of seeing Frank DiMarco today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 78-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who has had significant decrease in memory. His recent memory is not good. He loses items all the time and spend a great deal of time looking for things he has misplaced because he cannot remember where he put the things. His movements have gotten very slow and simple tasks take hours to complete. When asked a question, it seems to take a long time to process the question and give an answer. His gait is sometimes wobbly. When he wake up, he's confused. He gets easily agitated. Citalopram did not work. Sometimes he wanders around the house, acting very silly. He is on donepezil and donepezil 10 milligram daily and namenda 5 milligram daily. He has difficulty walking and he falls. Past medical history. Allergic rhinitis, benign prostatic hyperplasia, dizziness, lumbar degenerative disc disease, dementia, hyperlipidemia, past surgical history, tonsillectomy, allergy, no non-drug allergy, medications, naproxen, atorvastatin 10 milligram, memantine 5 milligram daily, donepezil 10 milligram daily. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. He is retired. He is married, live with his wife, have two children. Family history, mother deceased with dementia, leukemia, father deceased, kidney problem. no sister, two brother, review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's confused at time, memory loss, trouble walking, physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck tuple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light, extraocular movement intact, left-sided ptosis present, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses or flexor, sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Gait is mildly ataxic and Romberg test is mildly positive. Assessment and plan. 78-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, left-sided ptosis. Number 3, peripheral sensory neuropathy. Number 4, gait ataxia. Number 5, depression. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the blood test including B12, folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, vitamin D, and acetylcholine receptor antibodies. I would like to order EMG of the upper extremities. I would like to see him back in my office in 1 month when all these tests will be done. I advised him to start taking vitamin B complex. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 29 out of 30. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.